Okay. Fine. So Pesach's coming up, right? Pesach's coming up. In general, right, you're going to kasher some of your kalim. Some people kasher kalim. Some people just buy new kalim, whatever the story is. So when you see that we have a general rule, as a halach is, in general, right, kli cheres, which are ceramic kalim, ceramic vessels, right, we can't kasher them in general, right? Speak to the Rav, maybe there's satir, whatever the story is, but in a general sense. So the question is, why is that? And in fact, we learn it from this week's parsha. So Chazal tells a principle. The principle is kibolo kach polto. The way something is absorbed into the food, into the vessel, for example, that's the way it spits it out. So for example, if you have a metal klimateches, if you have a metal pot or whatnot, and you boil with it, right? So it gets absorbed into the pot through boiling, right? That's one method of cooking, and therefore the way to kasher it is also to boil, right? That's the general sense, and it's a principle, right? Kibolo kach polto, right? That's the way that the bliyas come out as well. So they go in, get absorbed, and get unabsorbed, disabsorbed, whatever the word is, right? They get out, right? They come out. That's the general rule. So Chazal tell us, the Torah tells us, right? We learn from this week's parsha a concept. The concept is by kli cheres, by ceramic kalim, right? That the things that go into kli cheres, ceramic kalim, ain yotze midei dofav lolam. It doesn't leave the wall of the vessel forever, right? And where do we know that from? So Rashi explains, and Chazal tell us it's from this week's parsha, from this pasuk here. So there's an idea. The idea is like this. If you look in the psukim, so the psukim are speaking about the korbanos, and just in general, you should realize that that most korbanos are eaten either by the kohanim or by the bialim, by the owners, right? Or not necessarily the owners, but the owners, right? Or by a combination or whatnot. Most korbanos are eaten, right? Korban ol is an exception. There's another gzeiras hakasav exception, but in general, korbanos are eaten, right? Each korban has its own zman of how long it's able to be eaten. So, for example, right, a korban chatas is eaten liyom v'layla, one day and one night, right? So, for example, if it would be shechted today, it's only allowed to be shechted in the day. So, if it would be shechted today, you could eat in the day, in the night. But then the next morning, you can't eat it. It's called noser. It becomes noser, and it's aser. Your person chayav kosher, chaman al-tzlan, to eat it. Can't do it, right? So that's a korban chatas is like that. A korban toda. Most korbanos are like that. A korban chatas, korban toda, el nazir, a shalmei, zivchei shalmei tzibur. Most korbanos are one day and one night, right? They're Shlomim is an exception, and Shlomim Bechor, whatever, is an exception. Those are 2 days and one night, right? However, we're going to focus today on Bechor. On Chatas, right? The Psukim are discussing, right? The Korbanos are eaten for 1 day, 1 night. So, for example, Chatas, right? What happens is, so think about it in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Again, the Chatas has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Korban Chatas shechted, right? And then it's cooked, right? They don't eat generally, right? There is a Gemara, but generally, we don't eat the korbanos raw, right? So the korban chatas is shechted, right? And then it could be eaten that day, that night, right? So it's cooked in the kalim. So if you have the psukim discussed, let's say you have a kli nechoshes, a copper kli, this is what you do. You do marika v'shtifa b'mayim. Okay, that's a certain process, but we'll just for simplicity's sake, we're going to say you do. It's like doing hagala and a little bit more, right? Hagala means you like the boiling process we discussed, right? Okay, then there's the kli cheres. So it says like this, right? The pasuk says like this. Kli cheres asher tevushabo, right? A kli cheres, right? A ceramic kli that was cooked in it. Yishaver, it has to be broken, right? Fine. And then the rest of the pasuk says, "V'im bechli nechoshen for the copper vessel bushal was cooked." Umarik v'shut of mine, we do marika v'shtifa, right? Okay. But the point is, we see from here that a kli cheres, right? A ceramic kli, right? That was cooked in it. Let's say a chatas was cooked today in it, right? You have to break it. So why do you have to break it? Right? Why do you have to? Anybody? You have to. I just told you. But anybody want to know why you have to break it? So Rashi says, "Lefisha habliya shenivlas bo nasis noser." The problem is the bliya, the food that gets absorbed in the vessels. You have a kli cheres. You cook a chatas in it. Right today. Right, not right now because it's too early. But later on in the day, check that you cook it. Right. So the bliya, it absorbs into the kli, into the vessel, and then the kli becomes the blias in the kli, right? That part of the chatas, the taste of the chatas, the whatever of the chatas that's in the kli, it becomes noser. When will it become noser? So you could eat it today. You could eat it tonight. Tomorrow morning, it becomes noser, right? That's when it becomes noser, right? Understood? So by tomorrow morning, right, first thing, it becomes noser. Or the end of the night, first thing in the morning, becomes noser. Right? Really, first thing in the morning becomes noser. And then, once it's noser, it's a problem. You can't eat noser. So you have to break the kli cheres. Why do you have to break the kli cheres? Because you can't. It won't come out. Right? What you say? It won't come out. Chazal tells us it won't come out.
If it won't come out, it shouldn't affect the new stuff being cooked.
No. Good question. It doesn't mean it gets stuck in there and never come out. It means you can't fully get it out. That's what it means. Okay? All right. Fine. So there's a question. The Mara asked the question here. Tosus asked the question. The Rishonim asked the question. Machorim asked the question like this. There's an idea called No Sein Tam Lefgam. So No Sein Tam Lefgam means... Right, we learn it in general. It's questioned exactly where. But in general, the Gemara tells us in general you learn it from this from nevela. So it says like this: a nevela is an animal that died. Okay, so you have a cow, Rahman Slan, not Rahman Slan because it's a cow, but it died. Right, if you own it, you say Rahman Slan because you don't want your cow to die. It's a lot of money, right? It costs a lot of money. So the cow dies, right? Then it's nevela. What you didn't check, it's a nevela. That's called nevela. It's also you can't eat it. Person can't eat it. Fine. Okay. So the story is, if you have the cow that died, it becomes nevela. So the pasuk says, "Lo sochlo nevela." You cannot eat nevela. La gera shebi shrechatin neno va'achla umachar lenochri. Right. So you could give it to a ger. Right. A ger tosha means there's something called a ger tosha. There's an idea, a metzias, a person that's called a ger tosha. So, for example, a ger tosha in general, not to get into all the things, but in general, a ger tosha was a non-Jewish person. He was mekabel and on himself. He accepted on himself to keep the seven mitzvahs. The seven mitzvahs. He eats nevela and. He accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs in general, not to Avodah Zarah, but the Sheva Mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzvah, Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu in general. Okay? It's called the Ger Toshav. We let him live in Israel, and he has certain halachas. One of the halachas is we are chayiv, we are obligated to lachayosu, to allow, to help him, to support him. Right? We have to support him. Okay. So the pasuk says, Lo sochel kol nevela, you can't eat nevela. La gera shebi sharecha, tidnana, fine, you give it to the ger. Chazal darshin out, right? So I'll tell you what the drush is in a second, but it says you can't eat nevela. So the simple understanding is, the simple drush of Chazal is, you can't eat nevela, but what could you do with it? Oh, so that means any nevela that's not capable of giving to a ger is not called a nevela, because it says you can't eat nevela. What should you do with it? Give it to a ger. One second. If it's not capable of giving to a ger, so it doesn't have a shem nevela. That's the simple understanding, right? That's the drasha. So we see an idea. What does it mean not capable? It means if it becomes spoiled to the extent that a ger won't eat it, it's not called nevela anymore. The iser goes away, right? That's the source, the seeds of the concept called no sein tam lefgam. Once you have a tam, once you have a taste that becomes pogum, that becomes spoiled, let's call it, right? So then the iser goes away, right? Frecht, the Maral, the Rosh, Tosvis, all the Rishonim, basically this question. The question is, so one second. So let's talk about timelines here. So you cooked the chatas today in the day. Good, very good. Then it was the night. At what point does the bleus that absorbed food become noser? When does it become noser? Tomorrow morning. There's an idea that you don't know yet, or maybe you do, called no sein tam lefgam. So if you leave your pot, if you cook today, this halacha l'maisa, but I'm not telling you halacha l'maisa, ask the rabbi, because it depends on circumstances, but if you cook today, for example, right? If you cook today, for example, right? And you left it overnight till the next day or 24 hours, I'm not getting into that right now, going to tell my halacha l'maisa, right? So from a Torah level, to the extent it was usher from the Torah before, because the bleus were usher, right? It's no longer usher because it's pugma. Okay, fine, and sometimes you have to wait, and really between kashering you have to wait 24 hours because of this idea. It becomes pogum, right? Becomes pogum. So the question is, so one second, it seems as if the Torah is telling us we have to break kli cheres because it's going to become noser. Well, it only becomes noser when the next day, but at that point the time's already pogum. So if the time's already pogum, so what's the problem? You understand? That's the question. You just said the question. So the Mara asked the question, but the Rosh, Tosis, the Rishonim asked the question, and the voters are fine. Okay, fine, very good. So
well, it won't always be 24 hours.
I can't hear you. Oh, good. You said 24 hours. Very good. So there really are basically four opinions, but there's three main opinions. Okay, at what point does it become pogum? Most Rishonim hold you don't need 24 hours. Most Rishonim holds it's just Linus Lila, it's just staying overnight. That's most Rishonim hold that. Okay? The Maral holds that way, but most Rishonim, Tosis Rosh, most Rishonim hold that way. So let's just, I'm not saying that's something. Halach Lamais is different, but I'm telling you, like, what the Mishnah hold, the learning, right? In general, and the pashtus is really Linus Lila is really, that's the simple understanding. We're machmir, but the simple understanding is Linus Lila. Okay, so the question again is, it becomes noser the next morning, but it's already pogum, so what's the problem? Yeah? Okay, so the rush and the maral are of the opinion they understand, and this is Tosfos Shita as well, that when we discuss Linus Lila, like staying overnight to make it pogum, right? The question is it just the last second of the night that makes it pogum? Right? What point along the night, right, does the taste become pogum? Does the taste become spoiled? Is it the last second of the night? Is it the whole night? Is it the beginning of the night? Right? It's not exactly 100% clear. So the Rishonim say it's the entire night. It has to be left the entire night, because if it wasn't left the entire night, maybe it's the beginning of the night or a different point in the night that it becomes spoiled. So therefore, leave it the entire night. And that, and or maybe the entire night's necessary. So you understand? Okay. So in other words, the a person's allowed to cook, and not even allowed to, it's possible or probable that they would be cooked at night, right? So therefore, since the chatas would be cooked in the day, it would be cooked at night, right? So then it won't become pogum the next morning. Why? Because the taste that you cooked in the day technically would be pogum. However, since you cooked at night too, you cooked the chatas at night too, that taste, since it didn't stay over the entire night, it won't become pogum because it didn't have the requisite time period. The morning comes, it becomes noser, right? That's, you understand? Okay. But then the Mara asks a question, and this is the $1 million question, right? Okay, so we just said, we said good, right? So you're a smart guy, you're a lawyer. What would you do, right? Think about it, right? Not necessarily because you're a lawyer, smart guy. I know a lot of, he knows also, right? A lot of lawyers are not smart guys. But you happen to be a lawyer and a smart guy, right? Okay, so the story is, let me tell you the situation. Ready? You're my Rav. I come up a situation for you. Ready? Forget any other halachas except for what we talked about in this right now. You have the chatas. You cooked it in the morning. Okay, good. You cooked it at night. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it anyways, right? Okay. Now the morning comes. I mean, not you shouldn't have done it. I'm saying in our scenario, you should have done it, right? Comes the morning. The problem is the chatas you cooked last night, it didn't become pogum. It didn't become spoiled. And the morning comes, and you have what's it called? Now you have noser in there, right? So what do? How could you fix the kli?
But you still don't have to break the kli.
Oh, just let it go. Thank you. That's why I asked you. Who else was thinking that? Thank you. See, that's how you're a smart guy, right? Yeah, exactly. What do you have to break it for, right? Just wait till the next day, right? I just told you, if you leave Blias overnight, right, then what happens? It becomes pogum. And I'm not talking about halacha lemaisa, because we're not talking about halacha lemaisa. We're talking about the pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah says you have to break. That's it. You have to break it. Right. Nowadays, even if you didn't have to break it then, we are maybe machmir because you can't, if the kasher and whatever, you can't kasher. But back then, right, according to the Torah, you have to break it. Why do you have to break it? Right, Jimmy, why do you have to break it for? Just leave it the next day. Right. Okay, good. So you missed out this opportunity to make a pogum. Just wait till the next time. Right. Wait till the next time. So the Maral gives an answer and the Rosh gives an answer. And there are two different answers. And based on that, I want to try to understand. There's a fundamental difference in the way the Maral and the Rosh understood what was going on here. Okay? So the Maral explains like this. While it is true, you could have left it till the next day. That is true. So in other words, you cooked today. You cooked tonight because you're allowed to. You're allowed to. There's no halach in the Torah that you weren't allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. So you cooked today. You cooked tonight. Now it comes next morning. It becomes no, sir. Fine. I leave it till the next morning. The Maral says like this. If the Torah is going to instruct you that you have to leave it till the next morning, and or if the Torah says that's the normal thing to do, right, that implies that it's the derech of people, or that a person must, right, purposely spoil their food and eat spoiled food, right? Because when you think of pogum as a halachic concept, which it is, it's true. But it's also a straightforward idea. Pogum, the reason it becomes pogum, the reason pogum takes away the iser, is because you basically spoiled the food. It's spoiled now, right? That's the problem, right? Not a problem. It's a problem, but it's a helpful for us, right? So according to the Maral, the Torah is not going to tell us you have to spoil your food. The way to do it is you have to eat spoiled food. That's the way. You cooked in the kli cheres. You know what? You have to spoil your food. You don't have to break the kli. You have to spoil your food. That's not the derech of people. People don't purposely eat spoiled food. Therefore, the Torah didn't say it. The Torah says, okay, you shove. You have to break it. That's normal. It's normal to break the kli cheres as opposed to forcing you to eat spoiled food. Does that make sense? Okay, that's what the Maral says. The Rosh gives a completely different answer. The Rosh says like this. The rest of it. Yeah, I have another thing to say. I don't think we're having enough time. So, after all.
Okay.
So, like this. So, the Maharal says, I mean, the Rosh says like this. The Rosh says, no. Okay, so let's talk about the scenario. You cook today. You cook tonight. It became no, sir, the next morning. So, I asked, what about leaving it over the next day? The Rosh says like this. Leaving it over the next day, it's true. You know what will happen to the taste in the cheres? You know what will happen? It'll become pagum, and therefore it won't make it usher. The food won't be usher anymore. However, once it happened that it was nosher in the morning, there was a chiyav, there was an obligation for you to do shvira, for you to break the kli, because it says here, right? It says, you have to break it. Once there was a chiyav to break it because of the nosher, that won't go away. That's the moral sense. So the question is, what's the machlokas? I can't hear. That was the rush. So what's the machlokas? The rush in the moral. What's happening? So the question is like this: when we see this pasuk, right? Uchli cheres asher tevushal bo yishaver, right? Kli cheres that is cooked in it, you have to break it. I have a question for you, Jimmy. Ready? The question's like this: so are you? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch there, and there's actually Rambam. So Rambam's talk about are more encompassing than Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about different halachas. So for example, Or HaChaim talks about the day activities of daily living, Shabbos, Yom Tov, so on and so forth. Your day talks about kashrus, right? Like if a person was cooking in their house and became comes straight, you could go ask Rabbi Muser, Rabbi Frank, the Rav. You could go ask the rabbis, right? They're going to look in your day and they tell you the halachas, right? Fine. And there's Evan Ezra talks about the halachas of marriage. And then there's also, for example, the Rambam talks about kachim, right? So what halach is the pasuk telling me here?
We thought it was kashrus.
Oh, you thought it was kashrus. I didn't think
now
so.
It's looking
no, but you thought it was kashrus.
Right.
So the Maral said the halach of Yishavir here, it's telling you if you open up the Rambam, you know where this is going to be? This, according to the Maral, it's not the way the Rambam puts it, but I'm just saying, you know, if you want to know where this is going to be, and you ask the Maral will tell you this is halacha in Yardea, right? But yeah, but not in Kachim. Right? It's not like Kachim halacha. We learn a concept from Kachim because this is something that happens in Kachim. So we learn a concept that is applicable to Kashrus, but we learn it out from Kachim. But it's not a Kachim idea. So therefore, the problem is you have a technical problem. You can't kasher it. Since there's a technical problem, so what's the problem? So wait till the next day. In a chinam, you could do that, but Torah's not going to make you do that. That's the Maral. The Rosh is no. This is not a halacha in kashrus. This is a halacha in kachim. What I mean by that is there's a halacha in this week's parsha, actually. It's a mitzvah asei. Go look in the chinuch, in the Rambam. There's a mitzvah asei, a positive commandment, that you have to burn noser. It's called sreifas noser. Once it becomes noser, you have to burn it b'kodesh, in the makam kodesh, right? Okay. So the way the Rosh is learning, this is an extension of that idea, right? You have to burn noser. However, if you cook a kli cheres, for example, there's different ways. If you cook in a kli and then it becomes noser, there's different ways to remedy it. There's different types of doing sreifas noser. We'll call beer noser. There's different ways. If you have a kli cheres, the way to do it is to break the kli. So the Rosh learns, since that's the idea, the Rosh learns, okay, very good. As far as the kashrus problem, okay, so wait the next day. That's going to take care of the kashrus problem. The problem is there's a halacha called sreifas noser. Once you have a chiyuv of sreifas noser, or beer noser in this case, right? Just because it became kosher, why does that go away? That doesn't change anything. You have a halacha. There's a chiyuv now to do beer noser, right? You understand? Okay, that's one thing. I'm going to tell you one more thing. Hopefully I have 2 minutes. I hope I can say it. So there's another thing. The Re'im says like this. So the Tosis just says, remember we discussed, is it the beginning of the night, the middle of the night, when is it? So the Rosh and most of the Rishonim learn, the entire night is necessary, right, in order to make it pagum, right? And in fact, Tosfos goes so far as to say that we have a clear proof, right, that it can't be just the end of the night. You know why? Because if it was just the end of the night, then it would never, ever, 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 ever become noser. Because since the end of the night, right, that solve that I just told you a second ago with the Rosh and the Maral was that you would cook it at night. The problem, and therefore the blias that came in at night will become noser the next morning. The problem is, if the end of the night is what makes it pagum, what spoils the food and makes it kosher, then you'll never ever have a situation that could ever become noser, right? The answer of the Maral and the Rosh was dependent on the fact that it's possible that it could become noser, right? And how could it become noser? Because if you cook it at night. But if you hold it's the last second of the night that makes it noser, right? I mean, it makes it pogum, then you can't have a scenario when the blias, the chatas in the pot ever become noser. You understand? No? Okay. So the fact that you don't understand that, and it's 6:45, I have to stop here because I was going to say a whole other thing. Okay. Continuation. On Shabbos, I can continue on Shabbos if you want. Okay.